Blog Talk Radio.
It's Southern Swag DJ.
Who's the bad ass? Yeah. Papa Duck.
Lil' mama bad with it. Yeah. Hope glad with it. Yeah. Ain't lying, she fine. Ain't got ass with it. Yeah, she independent. Take care of her own children. She ain't got no man. She don't need that nigga. She got her own money. For that pain shit, I got my name. She go out of town, hit the mall when she buy clothes. So in the club, she ain't looking like you other hoes.
No.
Wear a panty line, so her panties fine. And her panties match her bra when she's 7'9".
Yeah.
Independent,
yeah.
Bad bitches, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Then shoot a bird at them hoes who be hating ya. Just keep it 100. And fuck boy free.
Tune in to the Nikki Rich Show Sunday through Friday,
from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can call in at 323-580-5749. And you must press that 1 if you would like to speak to either myself or our guest. And also tonight, well, today, we have a special time just because we have a special guest. So we're excited. Troy Rollins is in the building right now. And,
yes, you know,
how you doing, Troy?
I'm good. I'm good. Go on, do your thing. Do your intro so I won't, you know, zap out because of the guests we got this evening.
Yes, yes. But also, you know, we are on several different sites that you can find the Nikki Rich Show on. We have NikkiRich.web.com. We have NikkiRichShow.com, along with, you know, This Is 50. So if y'all go to This Is 50, you can check me out, Nikki Rich, on This Is 50, along with iTunes. Go to iTunes and download the podcast under The Nikki Rich Show. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich or Nikki Rich Show. You can follow us there. And you also can find us on LinkedIn under Nikki Rich. And we are also on MySpace, Nikki Rich and The Nikki Rich Show, and Facebook. So we're on several different sites, such as UMob as well, Blogspot or Blog Talk, you know, online, blogtalkradio.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. So you can find us several different ways if you would like to listen to the show. And, again, we are on Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9. We have special guests. Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow we have a special guest. We have Tali Kweli coming through. And we have 6 Trey G. So it's going to be pretty hot. And we have one more special guest coming through. We on the works for that. So we don't want to release that right now. And today we have the queen herself, Miss Cherokee, that ass coming through. So, yeah, it's going to be hot today. And I'm so glad we have Troy Rollins on with us to, you know, help us with this interview. And we're looking forward to it.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And for those of you who do not know who Cherokee, a.k.a. Cherokee the Ass, is, just look it up on Google. We ain't even going to go there. Just go ahead and put Cherokee, the letter D and ASS on Google, and just get yourself together afterwards, women and men. But it'll be great to hear from her and see what she's up to. She's doing a lot of things in the business arena as well. And I like that when somebody can take something that they continuously flip into a business. And I'm all about branding and marketing outside of liking a good porno. Nikki's like, what you doing, Nikki?
Nothing. I'm over here just working. You know, we get it in.
Nikki Rich is the hardest working sister on Twitter. Between the radio and Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah. between the radio and Twitter, you keep it going and keep it moving. And also, definitely, if you're tuned in right now, you want to give them that number again, Nikki Rich, where they can call in and listen in?
It is 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1 if you would like to speak to either myself, Mr. Troy Rollins, or our guest for tonight.
Well, the good thing is, I know Nikki let me know just recently, and I was able to move some stuff around so I can make sure I was in on this interview, because it's going to be a great interview, and I definitely want to hear what the young lady is up to now. But usually the show plays at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. East Coast time, but when you have special guests like this and they have certain times, especially Nikki, you are locking down some phenomenal guests. You got Talib Kweli, Mr. Quality himself, Mr. Blast.
Yes. Oh, and guess what? Just so you know, we just got Donnell Jones for next Friday. So Donnell Jones will be on next Friday. So if y'all, I know everybody loves Donnell Jones. So, yeah, he's going to be on. So we're excited about that.
And we are working on something heavy. For those in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, if you don't know, Nikki Rich is becoming the queen of Charlotte, North Carolina, North Cackalacky. But we'll be bringing the Troy Rawlins Raw Uncut tour down there with a big event that Nikki Rich will be doing. So stay tuned for that. In Charlotte, it's about time. I'm glad to get down. And all my biker family that's listening, that's tuned in, stay tuned. I'll actually be in Maryland next month for the Black Tigers Motorcycle Club event. I'm down with the bikers. I don't even ride, and they made me an honorary member, so. You know the event must be off the chain if they make you an honorary member and you ain't got a bike. You ain't got bike the first. I got bike gear and everything. I just walk around on the street with it, just on the bus with bike gear. I don't even understand. Got a leather jacket at the club like I'm riding a bike and jumping the car.
Oh, my goodness. But we're glad to have you be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. You know, that's why we want people to get familiar with Troy Rawlins and what you are doing, you know, on your end.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we are family.
I appreciate it. It's opening. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I appreciate it. It's opening mad doors. And just even now and setting up and getting ready for the tour and getting ready for some other radio pieces, it's just been a real blessing working with you. And what I like most about Nikki Rich is she pulls the trigger. It's all about pulling the trigger. You find out where you need to be, you set up everything accordingly, and you're all about getting better at your craft, and that's gonna transition you well. It's gonna transition you well, girl. Next thing you know, you'll be seeing Nikki Rich and Cherokee doing something. So that's gonna be hot. That's gonna be real hot.
Yeah. Well, another thing that
now y'all
we
heard
us
say yes.
Oh, yes, it's about making money. I'm with it. But but that's what I was going to get into because, you know, here on the Nikki Rich Show, that's what we're about, making money. You know, I know y'all just heard the song, Papa Duck. She got her own money.
That song, hold up. Let me tell you, when I heard the song come on, I was like, this must be like Cherokee's theme song or something. They just playing it. I was listening to it. She got ass with it. Oh, Lord. See, when you got...
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
She got ass with it.
Oh, my goodness. Making money and got ass with it. So Nikki Rich got ass with it. So she's making money.
Oh, yeah.
She got ass with it. So log on to shegotasswithit.com. No.
But what I was going to say is, you know, for our people that's trying to be a part of the show, you know, as far as our indie artists, we do have a submission fee that we charge if you would like to be a part of the show. And that is, you know, goes without saying, no question.
And it's a pretty small fee for all you do because you do it more so of a promotional package. It's not just to play that stuff. It's a promotional package, too, that you're doing for them.
Yeah.
Right.
And just so you know that we have a special, by the way, and it's $50, and it's this week only. Next week it's going up. So, you know.
Get on it.
It's going up. What did you say?
I said they got to get on it.
Oh, yeah.
They got to get on it. But I see you have a lot of independent artists, and that's cool, just having the different exposure. I'm always big in working with independent artists to myself, be it jazz or hip-hop, reggae, what have you. Phenomenal independent artists out there, especially coming out of the, well, West Coast and East Coast, but when coming out of the Baltimore, D.C. area, I got a lot of great artists that were still flowing through the radio stations and different shows and stuff. So, and I'll pass on some of that music to you too, Nikki Rich, for some of your upcoming stuff. So.
Oh, most definitely. That would be awesome. We always,
especially for Wind Down Wednesdays. You know, y'all need to, whoever's listening in the Charlotte area need to give Nikki a location where she can do Wind Down Wednesdays live, because you'll have about 1,000 people coming through on a Wednesday night. Hook up with Nikki Rich. Hook up with her.
That would be hot. That would be so hot. Well, we're going to, right now, we're going to wind it down, and we're going to go to some more music. We're going to go to some music, and we're going to go to that Black Street Don't Leave. So y'all stay tuned. You're tuned into the Nikki Rich Show with Troy Rawlings, and our special guest today, we have Miss Cherokee coming through. So y'all stay tuned. Alrighty.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
No, baby, no, baby, no, baby. No, no, no.
If
no,
you
baby,
take
no, baby,
your
no.
Your problem, baby, and I got mine. Let's just spend it all by putting it together. Yeah. When you say you love me, it don't mean nothing. If you care, you'd be there like you used to be. Yeah. I'm searching for the words to make you realize that I.
What's going on, everybody? This is Nikki Rich, We're live as we do each and every Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are live with Troy Rollins in the building.
Yes, yes. Nikki Rich holding it down, taking it back on him.
Yes.
Stay! Stay!
Yes, sir. We getting it in.
Did this grown man cry?
It feels weird. It feels weird.
Being here this early?
Yeah.
You got to be ready at all times, Nikki Rich. You know how to go down.
You know,
it's an early show. Not being able, because you get a chance. See, you get a chance to set up everything the way you want it to go down when it's in the evening. But when you get a call and say, "Look, we got to flip the script," you know, if Obama want to call in your show because Cherokee on, not saying that he watches Cherokee, but if somebody wants to call in the show, and say, "Look, I only got from 12 to 1 p.m. I can call in, talk to Cherokee and talk to you. Can you make it happen? You gonna make it happen?" So we putting Cherokee on the same presidential status as Obama right now.
Yes.
So that, you know,
yes.
You got to get.
He is a diva.
I just put our picture up on Facebook in the interview time, and one of the comedians out of the East Coast was like, "Is that who I think it is?" Because her latest, I think she's wearing a short haircut now, which is fierce. Her and some other sisters in the industry have this shortcut that's just ridiculous. The one side shaved and the one side long, and so I put a picture up of that. So, yes, that's her and her fine self. I just want to know how to. I ask the same thing. If they want to hit me up, they can always go to TroyRollins.tv. And I know I'm behind on the blogs, but I've been working on some major stuff in the LA area. It's been ridiculous, so I'm getting back to putting up my weekly or at least biweekly blogs very soon. So bear with me, folks. Bear with me. But Kitten is a good friend of mine, former porn star Kitten, and her interview is great. But it's good to hear how they got started doing what they do, and you know, there's as much as the porn industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry, there's a lot of negative connotation to go with certain things, and there's a lot of things that flip from. Kitten, former porn star Kitten, is now a bodybuilder and a personal trainer, and is competing and kicking ass right now. She's doing phenomenal stuff. But you know, just how they got in the industry and the good and bad of it, I like to know those kind of things, because a lot of times people just see it from the side that we as consumers or viewers watch it, but we don't know all what goes down and the fact that this is a job to these folks.
It is. I mean, everybody is grinding right now. And if it's, you have your passion and things that you like doing, you know, you got to go for what you know. And,
exactly.
You know, she has her brand and she has built her brand, and I'm trying to be like that. I'm trying to build
it
on up.
You trying to build it to the east side? You gonna build it on up to the? I'm trying to build it on up.
Build up my
plans.
Because
D-Lux apartment,
you know,
in the sky, Troy, is what I'm saying.
You know how we doing it. But
yeah.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, so I'm excited. We just moments away, actually. So, you know, this is an exclusive interview that is with Ms. Cherokee tonight. Because there's not too many, you know, interviews. So, you know, we had to change everything around. We're excited that, you know, the Nikki Rich show is getting to interview.
Yeah, Cherokee doesn't do a lot of interviews. And
yeah.
That just the fact that you, girl, you're blessed. They just want to be on your show. I don't know what you say to them, what you put out there, but people just gravitate to Nikki Rich. It's the slow draw, probably. It's that southern draw. Sound like somebody in their family talking to them. That's what it is. And why don't you just come on round down to my show?
Exactly.
If you come on round down.
Exactly.
Exactly. And if you have also,
yeah.
Guys, if you have any questions, you can also send your questions to Nikki Rich or myself on Twitter, and we'll try to get it in. It's not going to be a long interview, but it's going to be a standard interview. Hopefully she'll stay with us for a little while. But if you have any questions that we might be able to chime in on, and we'll see what's what. See what we can find out from Miss Cherokee. The biggest thing is she's traveling all around the nation right now doing her tours.
Okay.
And people book her all the time. But I was already talking to some folks about trying to have her as a part of one of the biker club events. And I talked to her booking people, and we might make that happen. But it'll be good to talk to her and see what the sister's all about. And it's still Wind Down Wednesday, so they can still send their taboo questions too, right? They can send their
raw and questions
for us to deal with, or you can call in. What's that number again, Nikki Richards? I'll give it to him.
323-580-5749. I was about to say, I get a little mad if you on the show, you don't even know the number.
I just like you. I just like to hear you say it because you said it's 323. I just like 580. I just wanted you to say it. And I said, you know, might not have the same effect. Although, what was the song? What was that song again you played earlier?
How you say? I say it.
323-580. 5749. You always say the last thing you say always goes up like it's a question or they should have known. It's 5749. Yeah.
You got me crying over here.
It's all right. It's all good.
You are crazy. Oh my God.
Oh, special thanks to everybody that came out to Flappers Comedy Club last night for Tory Rollins' Raw Uncut. The show is growing. I talked to the owner, and she wants me to be on Tuesdays. And I think starting next year, I'm either going to double up or try to do more Tuesdays. Because it's not like my monthly comedy show. My monthly comedy show, you do it once a month. We have standing room only over at the Blue Room in Burbank. And we have a ball. It's great. But the Raw Uncut show is so intense that I kind of want to piggyback that energy. So to do it once a month is not – I'm going to start doing the Flapper show probably, hopefully, 2 weeks out of the month, back-to-back weeks. Whatever I do, I'm going to try to do it at least 2 to 3 weeks, if not the whole thing. We'll see how the audience grows. But the energy from the audience has been phenomenal, you know, and have different audiences coming out each time and different races and people. So it's a phenomenal piece. I'm thankful for the opportunity to go forth and not only make people laugh, but we kind of educate and getting people to talk about stuff they normally wouldn't talk about. So even though I do it raw uncut. And oh, shout out to the folks. Thank you so much, Pharrell Hirsch, for meeting with me today. I met with the one of the executives over at Playboy Radio. Great meeting. Gave me a lot of good information about Sirius and XM. So I'm thankful for that.
Awesome. Well, we're going to, right now, before we get into our exclusive interview, we only have 2 minutes, but we're going to go to a song that I love. It's called Intro, Come Inside. So y'all stay tuned. This is my song right here. I like to play it. It's actually one of my favorite songs. Well, it is my favorite song, but we're going to play Come Inside. This is my jam.
Come on, 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 come on grip that, never gotta sweat that. You could grip that, never gotta sweat that. You could grip that, never gotta sweat that. You could grip that, never gotta sweat that.
You could be the cash, I'll be the rubber band. You be the match, I won't be a few. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the new. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the new. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. You are the child, and I can be the black boy. You can be the child, I can be the boy.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. You can call in at 323-580-5749. That is our number for all callers. And we do have a backup number if you need to call that as well. And just so you know that you can call in at 980-216-6717. That is a direct number that you can get to me as well as 980-216-6717. We are live, Wind Down Wednesday. We are getting it in, Troy. We're getting it in today. We're excited.
Yes,
our guest is on her way, so we're just relaxing today. This is what they call Hump Day Wednesday. And we're just going to just pretty much, you know, take it all in, and we're going to play just a little bit more music, and then, you know, we're going to go into our interview.
Yes, 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 yes. Now you got an old school jam. I heard you just played a Miguel, and you played intro, but do you have any, and Miguel was kind of low, but you got might have to raise the volume up, but do you have any old school, I mean, intro might be old school kind of to some people, but we were talking about that last night at the show, and my man Rhett, shout out to Rhett if he's anywhere listening. A white guy from California with Val Kilmer type hair. He was schooling people. He's like, nah, you got to play some R. Kelly, Bump and Grind. And it was like, see, it goes across racial barriers and everything. You got some good, if you got some good old school, or what old school songs you got in the tank, Nikki? What you got?
Let me see what Nikki got, you know, because I love
that's a lost art, too. You know that. That's a lost art. A lot of people want, remember back in the day, you used to try to hook it up. You'd make a sex tape just specifically for it. This is my getting it in tape. This is the tape that every time I put it on, it's going to be off the chain. But people don't do that no more. People don't take time to set the music up and set the atmosphere and all that crazy stuff.
No, they don't. You know, it just depends on, like, how, you know, I got something for you. So we're going to go through it. Y'all stay tuned. This is going to be a surprise. So when y'all check it out, we'll let you know who it is. There we go. Y'all just stay tuned. Nikki Rich Show. Trina Rollins in the building.
You remind me of something. I can't think of what it is.
You remind me of my dream. Me going crazy.
Baby, you know I want you real bad.
And girl, I really like your freaky style.
Why
oh,
I
be
down with you?
So get a little closer to my ride, baby.
I wanna get to know you later.
And hit me up on how to get inside you. Listen, pretty baby.
I wanna roll.
Girl, there's something kind of sexy going on about you.
Something like my sound. I want to pump it. Well, I sound like a preacher. Say something like my sound. The scripture says, you remind me of my Jeep. Something like my sound. I want to pump it. Wow. I thought you was, all right. I get. See, it depends. See, when I say old school, but you know what's so funny? That song must be like, what year did that song come out? You remember? Well, I know the 12 play album came out. 98? 98. So that song,
or 96, somewhere in there.
Well, you know, then that song is kind of old school. Well, like the 12 play album is, you know, you figure that album is, oof, that album is almost going on 20 years old now, 16 years old.
Yeah.
17 years old. So, yeah, I guess 20 years makes something old school, kind of. It don't seem like it, but I was
school,
wait.
Man.
I thought you was gonna kick on some Teddy P or some Isley Brothers in between the sheets.
Nah,
or,
you a little too old for me right now.
See, I like. See, that's the old school. I don't mind.
I
you
do
mind
like Teddy
Jeep.
P, but nah, I didn't know what you was talking about.
Yeah, see, old school. See the old school folk. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. Give me your favorite old school slow jams where you today. I don't even
like,
give you 20 years old. When I say old school, I mean give me something that's like 30 years old. I give you the 80s. Let's go 80s
Benny
back.
Benny Williams, man, that's old school. That's what I like.
Yeah, you like hearing somebody whine and cry. Cause I love. Oh, you like you like all that. That's what you like. But I love Lenny Williams too. Don't get me wrong. I met him in person. Wonderful concert. Still an awesome performer. And one of my favorite songs is "So Very Hard to Go" by the Tower of Power. Lenny Williams was lead singer for a group called Tower of Power for a little while. So yeah, I'm. But I thought you was about to break some in between the sheets. That's hot. You don't gotta. I mean, you can't get much deeper than that until you tell somebody, you know, you remind me of my Jeep. Something like my sound.
You know it. We got to bring it
in. You mean a guy
could
roll up on you and you could go? It's all about singing because a guy couldn't just roll up on you, Nicky Rich, and say, Nicky, I saw you coming down the street, girl. You walked by. And I said, you know what? She remind me of my Jeep.
And I was like, oh, for real? Which one?
He's
I'm
like, I had a couple
right.
of. Yeah.
I'm
that
Southern.
That's the Southern girl thing. You're impressed by that. Really? I remind you of your teeth. Which one? No, not
that's
the range, girl. I got an off-road Wrangler. You're kind of gangsta.
A Land Rover.
No. A Land Rover.
What you driving, a Land Rover? A Kia Sport. Yeah, I remember those Kia Sports.
Oh, my goodness. So we know many people tuned in. Y'all waiting for the Cherokee interview. We're waiting for the special guest to get in the building.
And we're excited, man. It's going down. You know, I just a few minutes ago, I was able to talk to her and her manager, you know, so... They're amped. We had to change our time, you know, to suit our queen because, you know, that's what we do here on the Nicky Rich Show. You know, we have special guests, so we're going to get it right. So we're here early. You know, it's different in the afternoon. So, you know, we're trying to do our thing. So we're excited to have her on. But just to let you guys know who our guests are for the rest of the week, we have tomorrow Talib Kweli coming through, and we also have Sick Trey G, Fresh Like a Million Bucks. I know y'all. I love it. And on Friday, we have Parlay from the Franchise Boys in my white tee. What? I know y'all got some white tees around the house. And we also have Bad Girls Club, Nastasia, and DJ Unique. He is the lead DJ for Team Cherokee DJs. So we'll be talking about that also with Miss Cherokee tonight. And so he will be on this Friday as well with Nastasia from Bad Girls Club Season 7. It is going down. And just in next week, we have a whole heap of artists going to be on. We have Rodney Perry. We also have Donnell Jones, along with Jag Larceny. And we also have Josh Anderson. If y'all seen Brooklyn Finest, he is the actor there. And we also have Miss Nicole Monet. She's a model, and she's a model of Kanye. So we got some people coming through. It's going down on the Nikki Rich Show. So we're excited. But right now we're going to get back into some more music before we get with our special guest. And we're going to get to, we're going to wind it down with some Janet Jackson. That's the way love goes.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have our special guest in the building. We have the one and only queen. We have Miss Cherokee in the building. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey. How are you doing?
Fine, yourself?
We're so glad to have you here today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How are you, Cherokee?
Yeah.
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good, good, good. This is Troy Rowling.
That is Troy Rowling.
Hi, Troy.
How are you, girl? Somebody just thought you were Adina Howard. I had to correct them.
I ain't Adina Howard.
Exactly. Somebody on Facebook was like, who is this, Adina Howard? I put up a picture of one of your short hair. Are you wearing a short haircut now?
Hello.
Are you wearing a short haircut now, Cherokee?
Say it again.
Are you wearing a short haircut now?
No, right now I have my regular hair out.
Oh, okay, okay.
I will be getting my hair done when I land at my destination tomorrow.
Okay.
But right now I have my regular hair out.
Cool. All cool.
Right. Well, Cherokee,
yes.
We're excited to have you here today. We was wanting to know, you know, we're going to get right to it because I know you are very busy and you got a lot going on right now. So we want to know, first off, how did you get the name Cherokee?
Actually, I had a friend who used to dance, and we was about to go dance in Arizona, and I needed a name, and that's how the Cherokee. She was like, oh, you look like Cherokee with my hair like long and straight.
She was saying you were Native American.
There you go. And that's how the name came.
All right. So you must have had to like the little bang and the long and the straight.
What, the hair?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, see, what the thing is, with my hair is, like, naturally curly, but I like wearing,
okay.
I like wearing the short. The short is different. The short makes me a little, like, cocky a little bit, a little, like, Dixie a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like
put the
thing.
Edge on you.
Like, you know, like, it makes me, like, very edgy.
Okay. So, you know, how did you get started in the industry?
Basically, I responded to an ad that was inside of an LA Weekly newspaper, and
mm-hmm.
I thought
okay.
the ad was for modeling and the ad was for porn. I met with Lee G, who was with West Coast at the time, went down there, he was like, oh, just come down there and see. Went down there, they was having sex. I was like, oh, I do this all the time.
And,
the rest,
and y'all going to pay me? I do this and y'all going to pay me? Oh, it's on.
Yeah, so that's how that was. And the rest is history. Been in the industry for about 8 years now and just doing other things, you know, more, you know, being behind the scenes now. Instead of front of the camera.
So you're doing, you're starting to do some directing and things like that now?
Yes, I've been directing. I'm doing other websites, you know, basically branching off. I have Star Quality. I have Cherokee DJs, Cherokee BB Divas, Cherokee
right.
Vixen. I have an artist. So I'm trying to branch off of me having sex on camera, but just using my name, but still give that good quality behind my name as well.
Right. Now this is something. You're originally from Southern California. Are you from Los Angeles?
Born and raised in South Central.
South Central? Stand up?
Yeah. South Central, big and Hoover.
And you mentioned something I want to hit on. I'm heavy on the branding piece and the marketing piece. So you took, like I've seen many people on the, from Jenna Jameson to Pinky, and you've been able to take your name and market it to make it a full branded business. What are you most excited about now going forward? What projects are you most excited about that now? Because some people say, they got into the industry for one reason or another. I'm good friends with Kit, and she did my radio show before, and she mentioned, you know, it was something she liked doing, what she was doing, and she enjoyed it. And when it was time to transition, it was time to transition. So do you feel like it's time for you to transition now, or do you still like doing both, being in
you know
the camera
what?
And unseen?
Okay, well, you know, it's definitely a transition. To be honest with you, I like being in front of the camera, but I don't want to be in front of the camera always having sex.
Exactly.
So as far as the transition goes, basically, I have my artist, which is the Icon, and then I have the Cherokee DJs, which is something totally different, which has blew up beyond what we even imagined it was going to even be. Even with the Cherokee Divas and with the Cherokee Vixens and with Star Quality and the other things that I have going forward, it's been a blessing. And
yeah,
I just have a lot of things in the works, a lot of things in the works. So 2012, you know, we're getting it in over here at Star Quality, getting it in hard.
Yes, you are. You're building your brand. And, you know, I personally commend you for just everything you're doing, because I know sometimes it can be a challenge with everything that you are working on right now. But I just want to say, you know, I commend you for all your success and the things to come. I know you are grinding, you've been working, and you have built your name, and you continue to build it. And, you know, there's nothing else but to go up, you know, and be successful in life. So I just, you know, and commend you on everything, because it's hard when you're trying to do what you love.
That is so true. That's so true, mm-hmm. because the thing is, everybody's so used to me being in front of the camera. So now I have people calling me, you know, a boss. And now the transition as far as being behind the camera, I actually love it because I'm the one telling people, it's my vision what you see on my website. It's like, it's my vision, what I want to see. But someone's telling me, no, do this, this, this. I'm telling people, no, left, right. I'm telling them what to do now.
Mm-hmm. So is there anybody that has inspired you to, you know, continue on your journey through your vision and everything you're working on right now?
It's one special person. I don't want to call his name out, but you know who he is, and if he's listening to this, or when you guys have it
on
air,
podcast too, right?
Okay, exactly. Yeah. No, he definitely knows who he is, and he definitely has inspired me in a lot of ways.
Oh,
to make me do this transition that I'm doing.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome, Cherokee. That is so awesome. And I know you're speaking of your website. So tell us a little bit about your website and what all you entitles on there.
Basically, I have CherokeeDS.com. Basically, that's the site of me. Originally, as far as that site goes, I really wanted all girls to have, like, a big name. I end up just shooting everybody, but me being in the midst of that, me having fun, lots of video, pictures, webcam, little things like that. And as far as this is DiorAndDash.com, that's with me and BD Dior. And basically that's me and her on a party bus watching everybody else have fun, basically.
Okay.
So it's like a little reality in that, because you see me and BD being ourselves versus us having sex on camera, but everybody else is having sex on a party bus. So it's like a big, I would say like an orgy, but different. Not everybody's in the scene together, but just like different little, we're picking people up. It's just a big old party bus. Everybody's having fun. On this is your and that.com.
Okay.
And then also I have some couple of websites that's coming out pretty soon. Cherokee Fetishes is coming soon, and Cherokee Vixens is coming soon as well.
And shout out to your team that's behind you as well. When I went to, you know, book you to come on the show, everybody was fast, they was prompt, and they made it happen today.
Oh, that's what's up. That's good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. But we're excited that you can, you know, we're able to come through, and I know you are very busy and have a lot going on, but is there, we always like to ask a personal question. So what is your favorite spot to go? Like, far as, you know, your to relax or just to have fun, what city or you know, a vacation spot do you like to go?
A vacation spot for me, the Bahamas.
Okay.
Where I definitely can relax, see me, you know, go on a new beach, have fun, just have fun and do me. You not have to worry about people. Not worry about driving. Just having fun, relaxing, clean air, sun. You know, just having fun.
All right. And are you doing any tours or anything like that coming up?
Actually, yes, I do. I am going to be. I have a tour right now with me and my Vixens. But right now, we're going to be in Monroe, Louisiana. On October 29th, and I'm bringing one of my Vixens, Alana Ray. And then on October 30th, I have Club Lux. No, Club, sorry, Club Lex in Miami, and I'm excited about that one. That's for October 30th. And then I have Exotica coming up in New Jersey, Edison, November 4th to November 6th.
All right. So,
and I'm going to have all my vixens there. So that's going to be exciting to have all five of the ladies there, signing autographs, taking pictures. That's going to be very exciting.
It is.
Excellent. And now what's the website? What's the website for the Vixens? Is it under Cherokee Diaspora?
Some of them are on CherokeeDiaz.com, but we're going to have all the ladies on CherokeeVixens.com as well, and then each lady's going to have their own individual website as well.
Cool. And the DJs, how can people get in touch with the DJs?
Right now, if you want to get in touch with the DJs, you can go ahead and email us at bookstarquality.com.
Starquality.com.
Starquality.com,
yes. And also on Twitter as well, they have like she said, she had an artist, which is the Icon as well, and he is hot.
Yes.
We had him on last night, and everybody got rave reviews. It was so many people that was just like hitting us up left and right. But he has a Twitter as well, and it's I'm the Icon. So if you would like,
the Icon. Yes, that is his Twitter.
So if you like to book him as well.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that's
no
problem. Yeah, you can just go to bookstarquality.com and then we'll hit you guys up.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we thank you for stopping through the Nikki Rich Show. And
no problem. Thanks for having
your vixens or, you know, and the rest of Star Quality come through.
Okay, that'd be great. That'd be great to have all of us on there, meeting the Icon and the Vixens, our each individual Vixen and our DJs as well. That'd be real nice to have all of us there, our individual. That'd be fun.
That would be very hot. Yes,
it would be very hot.
Well, we thank you again for coming through, and we always leave by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, and back to you, to both of you guys. Thank you for having me.
All righty, be blessed. All right, you were just listening to an exclusive interview that Troy Rollins and I got the chance to speak with Miss Cherokee. Troy, that was amazing.
Indeed. To hear
what's going on, you know, with Miss Cherokee. And we will be having the Vixens come through, and all of them, the whole Star Quality. So y'all hear it first. Star Quality will be back on the Nikki Rich Show.
Yes, indeed. It was excellent to hear from and hear all the ventures that she has going on and all the how she's expanding her name and branding. I don't care what industry
it's
you're in, if you're not branding yourself right, if you're not branding yourself like crazy, you're not doing yourself justice. So but she's been doing a great job at branding, and also, like she said, right now she's really enjoying getting behind the scenes. And I know she only had a couple minutes, but I did want to get more in for those that are doing, even if you're not doing an adult content website, you still have to have a web presence that's powerful enough to get people to go there, that's sticky enough, you know, blog. I mean, Perez Hilton wasn't doing a porn site. He was doing pretty much celebrity gossip, and Perez Hilton is at the point now where he has 3 million Twitter followers, and he has monetized, and he has a children's book out. He has monetized his site tremendously. You know, he's considered up there with, you know, some of the main media sites like TMZ, so it's all on how you brand yourself, branding. And
exactly.
His background is totally different from that. He's a college grad with a totally different spin. So it's just witty ideas, branding. You know, we know what, you know, Cherokee, of course, is a beautiful sister, and she's also in the porn industry. But being able to transition that after 8 years in the industry is very good, and she's pressing it forward. So kudos to the girl, exactly. Cherokee.
Exactly. And we're just so blessed to have, you know, such amazing guests to just come through. It's so awesome. And like I say, you know, God is so good, because the Nikki Rich Show is really growing. And, you know, you meet people for a reason, and you just never know. And it seems like the reason why I'm so excited, because I know my drive and what I have going on, you know, and just really grinding. And it feels so good to hear another person's story and what they're doing. It just motivates you. And that's why we have our guests here, to, you know, motivate others. All our listeners that tuned in, we have so many people tuned in, and it just feels good, you know, to have another person just motivate you. It just made me want to go even harder for the Nikki Rich Show and the future guest that's going to be on the show. And that's what we're here for, man. We're bringing it, and we're going to go even harder, and we're just so grateful. And we're grateful for you, Troy, for being with us today and each and every Wednesday from 7 to 9 for our Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut. And what I like about it is, you know, it's professional, you know. And
Right. You can be hot butt naked off the chain and still have class. It's not a big thing, and you just saw that with Cherokee. Somebody in the I've had a lot of since I've been in California and have started working with and interviewing and talking to certain people in the industry, in the porn industry, adult industry, even with like I said, even with having the meeting over at Playboy Radio today, you know, it's a professional sense behind what you do. It's not always no matter what format you're doing it in, if you don't have professionalism, you're gonna lose out. And if you don't have a certain grind, a certain energy about you, if you're not networking, I mean, honestly, Cherokee could go to any station and be getting paid to be on the air, you know. So to take time out to do this interview, that says a lot about her character and her taking time to connect with people as well. And the fact that you mentioned a key thing, her team was on point. And I say, you know, for those, this is Wind Down Wednesday, but we're going to give a little, couple grind pointers. If your team is not on point, you need to reevaluate your team right off the bat. If they're not doing what you need them to do, or especially what they say they can do, you need to reevaluate your team and make sure you got the right people in place. Because the fact that her people corresponded so quickly and moved it around, you know, it transitioned well. You know, it was set up. Some things like that usually try, oh, we can't make it at that time, so maybe we can schedule another day, and it never happens. She was able to schedule everything the same day, and she seemed shocked. That's when you know your team is doing good. She seemed shocked, like, oh, really, okay. They had to do what? Okay, cool, they just told me to call it this time. All you need to get is call this time. Okay, they don't know the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. That's a good team when they have your back. So, much kudos to also you guys. If you guys have any questions, don't forget it's Sex and Love Raw and Cut. We still have another hour. Well, another what? 50 minutes.
Yes, but you know we're gonna wind it down a little early today.
Okay, Nikki's tired this morning. Well, you know you got me up. Yeah. You know you hit me at. I'm in Los Angeles, so you know it's 1:10 here. So when you was like, yeah, we're gonna be doing it at 3, I said, you mean 12? No, 3. You mean 12?
Yes, sir. But we're winding it down today.
Tell the artists a little bit more about the package too, because I had some people just hit me up with an instant message about getting music played on the station. Tell them a little bit more about the package.
Okay, well, our packages, we have several different packages that we are offering. We have a gold package. We also have a platinum package, and we have a bronze package. If you would like to know more in detail about those different packages, you can email me at NikkiRichShow at gmail.com. But I want to tell you guys about our special that we're running that's better than the packages. You always want something better. So we are running a week special just this week. We're running a $50 special, and that gives you a chance to be on the Nikki Rich Show. So we have an interview. You get promos on not just Facebook and Twitter, but we always say Facebook and Twitter. It's going to be more because there is more sites. You get 2 weeks free spin, straight free spin, as well as you're getting featured on the site. So all for $50, but this is 1 week only, so guess what? We have 2 more days left, and after that, we will be changing it, and we're upgrading the price. But we do have packages ranging from $175 until $50. So, you know, that's the lowest, $50. So if you would like to learn about that, you can go to NikkiRich.com, or you can hit us up at NikkiRichShow.com, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. And we can get all the information you need. But again, we have a special of $50. That's how we're doing it. And we're going to, you know, just put it this week because when we have our artists on, we have a submission process, and we just don't let anybody on. We have the hottest guests. We have the hottest artists come through, so it's very important. You know, we listen to the music, and then we will give you feedback on that as well. Ain't that right, Troy?
Yes, indeed. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to make sure you critique. You can't just have anything planned on the air. You want your, because the listeners want to hear the best quality. They want to hear the best interviews, the best music. So definitely, and I give you props once again, Nikki Rich, for doing all that you're doing to transition your show into just a highly professional project. You're doing a great job. Keep moving forward, girl.
Yes.
And you're definitely blessed with the interviews and things.
What I say it is my road to syndication.
That's good stuff.
That's what
That's
we call
stuff.
It.
The
yes,
road to
sir.
Syndication.
That is it. And on, you know, on this road, on this journey, I'm meeting several different people, and you know, it's a lot of people. You know, I was able to meet Troy.
Indeed.
You know, and so many more.
Definitely want to let people know, once again, Troy Rawlings. You can go to www.troyrawlings.tv. Check out the podcast. Check out some of the clips. You can search me on Google or YouTube, RAWLINGSTROY, Rawlings, TroyRawlings.tv, or search me on Google. But we are coming to a city near you with the Raw Uncut Tour. So you can log on to Facebook, add the Raw Uncut Tour as one of your friends on Facebook. Shout out to all the bike organizations all over the nation that have been accepting us in and setting up tour dates. Shout out to my book author partner, Yonder. The new book, What I Do is Taboo 4, is coming out, and I have a short story in that. So we're excited about the tour and going around. You know, it's if you've never been to my forum, it'll change your life. You'll have a bunch of fun. It's off the chain. It's comedy. It's raw and cut. It's not for kids. You must be at least 18 and over. I say 18 and over because we're doing the colleges too. So special shout out to all the college organizations that are bringing us in to do the comedy and the adult talk stuff. So it's good. It's moving forward. And we are coming to Charlotte very soon. We're having that meeting today.
We're going to get it in. We are going to get it in. Well, Troy, we thank you for, you know, stopping through and co-hosting with us today on this special day and special time. We really appreciate all your help that you have done for the Nikki Rich Show, because you personally have motivated me to, you know, revamp everything, and it's just been a blessing.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm just, it's like I said, it's good. The biggest thing is that you listened and moved. You know, it's pulling the trigger. Pull the trigger is the key thing. There's always going to be a point in your life where you have to pull the trigger, either to go higher in your own life or to do something or something in someone else's. You know, so it's always a point where you have to pull. I just say pull the trigger, or step up, and do something different. So that's key. That's going to be key. The fact that you moved when it's time, and the fact that you know. And you pay attention and you listen, even if you're kicking and screaming, I am doing it, you know, you still end up doing it. I did do that. Oh, no, maybe I didn't, you know. But that's key. It's what's going to bring you so much success, and, you know, this is going to be a great year for you. So at rest of the year into 2012, so.
Yeah, I'm ready. You know, the thing about it is that's what, you know, because I already know where, you know how you know where you want to go and what you already have it planned out, and you
right.
know you want to make it better, so you have to make changes, and that's why we made changes, you know, because I knew I wanted to make it better, but how could I do this, you know, and you came along and you helped me out, and this has been great, everything, it's been better ever since.
That's it. And it just brings more order to everything. And this is, you know, that's something for other people. I mean, there's no hating at all. Other people that have blog talk radio shows and things like that, if you're really trying to take it to the next level, there is a formula to this thing. And a lot of people may not have taken the time to do it. You know, listen to Nikki Rich Show, contact me. There's a formula to making sure you're doing what sounds good, which is radio, which moving forward. This is a special show. But if we weren't doing this type of show, Nikki still has a format and formula that she goes by, and she moves everything forward. And people that want to do interviews, they listen for that. They listen to make sure that, all right, it's articulation, pronunciation, and grammar. Are they going to be a cool show? Are people just going to rip on me? You know, because some shows people can call in, and then it's just a free-for-all. You know, there's a radio etiquette thing. You know, radio etiquette is key, making sure that when your guest is talking or someone else is talking, people aren't talking over top of each other. These are key things. I say this now because I know there are all kinds of people listening, but if you don't do radio etiquette, like making sure one person is talking at a time, the your guests can hear what's going on, your listeners, you know, you're losing listenership, and you won't transition to the next level. So take it seriously. I've been doing radio since 2000, 2001, and it's near and dear to me, but there's, you know, we've heard many people in our different markets over the years who do this thing for a living, and they're doing it excellent. So even if you're on Blog Talk Radio or internet radio station, take the time to listen to the shows that you like and see how they format their shows. And Nikki Rich is doing a phenomenal job at that.
And again, you know, I wanted to let everybody know tomorrow we got Sali Kweli coming through.
Kweli.
And we have Trey G. And next week, we just got in today, Donnell Jones. Woo-hoo!
Ooh, see what?
Yes. He got some new music along with Carl Thomas. We got some new music from all of these hot, hot, hot artists, y'all. So y'all got to stay tuned into the Nikki Rich Show. It is going down.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to wind things down. Troy, we thank you for coming through. We getting it in, Troy.
Thank you so much. Yes, indeed. So we gotta have make sure, Cherokee, if you're listening, we're gonna have an after party at the Boom Boom Room in North Carolina for the show you just did, the 10 minutes. So after party, Nikki Rich's house.
Yeah. All right. But we thank you guys for tuning in tonight, and tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we have Sali Kweli along with Sick Trey G. So y'all got to keep it locked. Nikki Rich Show, I'm Nikki Rich, and we are out.
Oh,
Nikki Reed.